Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
So today I'm recording live from Newark, New Jersey at Isagenix University 2017. We've never recorded an episode like this before. And I'm pretty excited because coming to the show today, I'm going to have three different people jumping in and out with us. We got Jennifer Smith. I actually met her in Boston, I don't know how many years ago now, but at last Isagenix University, and we actually got snowed in during a blizzard. So that's a whole other backstory we can get into. More importantly today, we've got two doctors joining, or retired doctors. I'm going to figure out that in a minute. Dr. Glenn Nozek and Ina Nozek also joining the show. So let's pass around some hellos. Welcome to the show, Ina.
Hey, Scott. Welcome. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glenn.
Oh, really great to be here, Scott.
And Jen.
Hey, Scott. Nice to see you again. It's been a long time.
All right, let's have some fun. So real quick, Jen, since you have the mic, what was the backstory on that? Is that really the first time I met you was in Boston during the blizzard?
Yeah, so that was back in February. I think about 4 years ago we met at another event just like this, the ICU University. And it was a fabulous event held there right at Boston Airport. We had some snow coming in. Of course, you know, the typical New Englander I am, we had already booked rooms because why would I want to drive an hour back home? Thank God, because we, you know, couldn't leave, state of emergency. We were forced to stay inside. It was great because we had a huge team from Miami up, and they had never seen snow before. So they were outside like little three-year-olds rolling around in their flip-flops in the snow and having a blast. So, and I felt like Mama Bear at the time because at that time I was new to the company but had grown kind of quickly, and I had all these newbies in there, yourself.
Oh, yeah, I was a fresh newbie. Yeah. I just joined in 2010, and I think that was either 11 or 12, so I was still very new. So, and it's funny, because I drove up, because I had a nice modified Jeep four-door soft top. I had it all dialed in with some big tires, and I'm like, blizzard? I'm going to Isagenix University. I don't care about the snow. And I brought my skis just in case, because I'm an adrenaline junkie, and I'm like, fresh powder? You know I'm going skiing. So I roll into the event. I'm like, I don't need a hotel room. I have friends of mine that live in Boston. So I show up, and then all of a sudden we get the announcement that they've officially like closed the roads. We can't leave the hotel. So my big bad Jeep is worth nothing now in the parking garage. And I was like, I go to the front desk, hotel, sold out. And here's the power of, and I'm going to go right into why I love working with companies like Isagenix, is that you never know the kind of community that you end up meeting. And that's when I met Uncle Richard, who's like, I'm surprised he's not here this year, by the way. He was here last year at Isagenix University Newark. But Uncle Richard's like, oh, you just ruined me. I have an extra bed. And then I got to hear his whole backstory and everything he's been through. And I'm like, this is an amazing man. And you guys probably know who Uncle Richard is, right?
Yeah, he's awesome. We love Uncle Richard.
Have you ever
Richard.
Had like a deep conversation with him?
A little bit. We were actually in Belize with him at an Isagenix event on David Wood's private island. He and Jack Canfield own a private island in Belize, and they did an event there, which was amazing. It was like being on Gilligan's Island. But Uncle Richard was there, and we got to know him better. And he's amazing. A beautiful man.
Well, it's funny you bring up Jack Canfield. I was at a completely different event in June. He's one of my, like, anybody who gets into self-help, I actually joke around with people. I'm like, yes, this is a nutrition company, but when you're first and new, it's like a self-help, like self-development type of program you get into, too, if you're interested in the business side of it. But even if you're not, if you just go to the events, I truly feel like you literally get some life development and life coaching out of this. And anyway, so Jack Canfield was a headlining speaker at an event called Thrive Make Money Matter in San Diego, California. Nothing relating to network marketing, nothing relating to Isagenix, just a lot of world-renowned speakers. And obviously, he just crushed it. And I've always wanted to learn from him besides reading his books. So you guys got to hang with him in Belize?
Well, I mean, no. So Jack Canfield wasn't there. He just owns the island.
Oh, he owns the island.
He and David Wood own the island. However, we did have dinner with Jack Canfield one night at another Isagenix event. We actually had dinner with him. Okay. And he's also, I mean, we all know how awesome
it's Jack Canfield.
Canfield is.
I mean, he truly has left behind a legacy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No other. So what was it like having dinner with Glenn?
With Jack?
Jack. Remember, we had dinner with Jack Canfield at a gala event.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't remember, I'll just share that if you don't remember the evening. But he, you know, we had nice conversation. He's very down to earth. So just like he is out on the stage, you know, he's just like that in person. He's very real. He's very warm, and it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, he was. He was awesome.
Now, with you, Glenn, obviously you guys went to Belize for a reason, and for a number of people, they don't know who this gentleman you went to go meet. So to help our listeners out, because I think he was one of my earlier podcasts that I actually started listening to, what would you talk about with Mr. Woods? Like, why did you guys go down there?
Well, we met David Wood through Isagenics, of course. He is a lead trainer. And, you know, for us as chiropractors, when we took management courses when we were in practice, a lot of it comes down to personal growth. It's like businesses are businesses and they have a lot of their systems, but what stops people sometimes from being more successful than others or as successful as they want to be is the personal growth, something in their own persona that they need to get past and, right. and need to improve, and just whether it's shyness or whatever, things like that. This event was an invitation-only event for certain leaders in Isagenics, and it was really based on learning to present. And what I loved most about it was David Wood is all about authenticity. So I had been presenting, you know, I've presented, you know, chiropractically, and so when they would critique us, it was funny. He'd be like, "No, I just want you. Just drop it. Just let it go. Be you." And I had to think about, what does that even mean? You know, that we end up almost unconsciously putting on a persona sometimes.
Well, and it's not even Isagenics related, right? I mean, right, we're at an event right now, but I mean, for our listeners, there's a lot of listeners who have no clue about this company. I occasionally talk about it. This is not what Live the Fuel is just about. It's just part of my brand. It's part of my lifestyle that I want to share with others. But what you just said there, there are people struggling with that in any form of life. Are we truly living to who we really are? What are we really giving out there? We're a lot of us think business-wise that we have to put on this persona. And it sounds like you was like literally cracking that egg for you guys and saying no.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's phenomenal. It's all about being just real and sharing what's real. It's like we live in such a plastic world sometimes. And what we found, Ina and I, as we got more involved with the nutrition originally with Isagenics, is that the culture was the same kind of people we like to surround ourselves with. People who are pulling each other up, people who want to make a difference in other people's lives. That was our whole thing. How can we spread this? And like for me, Isagenics gave us a way to take our practice and turn it into what I call a global practice. And that's something I share with other practitioners. You know, if you ask certain people, like, what is it about their current issue or their career, whatever they're doing, that's maybe holding them back, and they're either like, well, I mean, it either takes up too much time, I love what I do, but I don't have time to do other things I love to do. It's like, or I, you know,
freedom, freedom. It doesn't even have to be financially freedom. It's absolute. A lot of people struggle just with time freedom.
Time freedom, look, as a chiropractor, we had a great practice, and it was our practice, and it was even close to home, so it wasn't like I had a long drive, but running that business required more than just, you know, actually running that business actually required more than just simply sitting there and allowing that to work. What we had to do was actually, I just got out of my head. We had to just really pull it together and decide that what we wanted, we could have. And so Isagenics ended up being a vehicle for us. It ended up giving us a way to share what we had, even beyond our practice. Because I always said this, I said, when we were adjusting, I could work on people for a variety of different, let's say, pain syndromes or different things. But when somebody came in and it was a financial burden and they couldn't come in for more visits, insurance ran out, I didn't have an adjustment to correct, you know, financial deprivation. And what I started to realize was this was an avenue for those people who it was a match for that actually could totally change that for them. And nothing could be more gratifying for me than knowing that we've not only made health changes in people, but we've actually completely transformed their lives and lives of their families through either a financial or just even like, you know, personal growth, just having more time to do what they want to do and yet still have the money to be able to do that.
Well, it's funny because I'm always trying to convince people that I become a lover of chiropractic care many, many years ago because I injured an IT band training for my first marathon. I went from no running background to doing a Marine Corps marathon in 08. And I had never been to a chiropractor before. And I'm like, okay, I go to regular doctors. That's before I pulled my head out of my butt. And I realized, okay, there's something to this holistic, you know, healthy healing, not just drugs. So anyway, electrostim and many services later, he got me ready for my first marathon. And this is before Isagenics. I didn't find Isagenics until 2010. I was still doing whatever that stuff is that's on the shelves at GNC and Vitamin Shop. I won't get into it. But that's what opened me up, and I've been using chiropractic care to this date because I don't need to go back to an MD. And I'm not saying that we don't need MDs, right? There's obviously you have major injuries that could be of a surgical nacer or whatever. You should go see a traditional, you know, MD doctor. But people need to break out of that practice. But what you just said earlier about you guys needed to have a vehicle to get you beyond your core business. And this is something I talk to gyms and fitnesses to do. Jennifer could talk a lot about this too, being in the fitness world as well, is that so many of these, especially CrossFit world, right? I'm a CrossFit coach and I talk to a lot of CrossFit gyms. I'm friends with a lot of owners. They're still stuck in that four walls of their facility. They can only make money from their memberships or whatever sale, extracurricular sales might be happening out of that facility. And let's be real, a lot of gyms don't understand merchandising, or that's what they try and say. Like, you know, I'm gonna buy hundreds of dollars worth of shirts and stuff with my logo on it and then make a couple of bucks, you know, on the profits of that. And it's like, dude, you don't understand that your system is localized. You need to understand, you're talking about making a worldwide platform. I don't even have to take it to that level. I'm talking about just, guys, think about a platform that you can grow beyond the four walls of your brick and mortar business. And I'm not saying you have to get rid of the brick and mortar business, but hey, what if there's a way to add an additional income stream? You're helping people get healthy, but now you're able to help people get healthy outside of the walls who maybe are not into CrossFit or are not into spinning. Like, I used to teach spinning for years too. Jennifer, I don't even know what she teaches now. You teach a little bit of everything, but yeah. So is that what kind of led you both to retiring, by the way? Is that what helped you, I guess, we phase that business out? Or were you just tired of that? Or what happened there?
So when we found Isagenics, it was really out of my search as a clinical nutritionist. So although I'm a chiropractor, my passion has always been nutrition. I have my master's degree, which I got after chiropractic school. So found Isagenics out of always searching for better ways to help our patients. And when we saw the power of what these products were doing for ourselves and our patients, we got super excited and just started to share with more and more people, whether it our patients, our friends, our family. We couldn't contain ourselves because it was so awesome.
Yeah.
We
that
felt better than ever. Yeah.
Like, once your body gets that nutrient density that it's been missing, it's like, I was saying this on yesterday's episode that I aired. I was like, dude, I kind of missed that. Like when you first started and you start putting, I tell people, like, you put it in your body and then it's like, oh my God, I'm more awake. My energy is like spiking through the roof. And it's like,
right,
what
you
is
feel
in
like
this
you're
stuff?
Supposed to feel,
yeah, right?
You know? So what happened for us is we ended up earning very significant income in a 9-month period of time. So imagine Glenn was really burned out. We were in practice 16 years. We had 3 small children and we had a great practice.
You're
but
still exchanging your time for money.
Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And insurance hassles were really wearing us down. And employee hassles, you know, there was just a lot of that stuff that took away from the joy of helping patients in our practice.
Well, isn't that why you guys got into it? You wanted to help people feel better,
exactly,
live better, move their bodies better. That's what I say about chiropractic care. I tell people, like, yes, initially you're going to help you, literally help you move your body better. But then there's going to be like this energy that comes from that as well. You're getting your body realigned. You're more in touch. You actually can listen. And your body starts talking to you more because you're fixing maybe things that have been closed off for a long period of time. I'm sorry, that's just my own personal experience.
Well, you know, in chiropractic, we talk about various stresses, whether it be chemical stress, physical stress, emotional stress.
Right.
This was a perfect fit for all of that. That was what was amazing to me, was this was helping, you know, as people got their nutrition to a level that we hadn't previously really seen as a whole, they were different. They were more positive, more upbeat. They were making better changes in their lives. People who weren't going to the gym all of a sudden were motivated to get moving and started asking us, what else can I do? And, you know, to be honest with you, I wasn't much of a gym person. I always struggled with my weight. I was probably Ina's toughest client, even though I was her husband, you know? And I used to watch, you know, some of the programs she did with people, and I'd be like, there's no way. There's just no way I could do it.
Yeah.
And yet there was something different. When Isagenics came by, we decided to take a look. We ended up doing a test pilot in our office, and it was that test group that really opened the doorway to where we are today. I just got to see a broad spectrum result base, you know?
When you say like a test group, is this kind of like we go back to science class, and we talk about how like you have like a control group and a non-control group, or was just like, hey man, I think you guys will definitely be able to handle it. I'm just going to have you try it and you let me know. Like, what do you mean by a test group?
We all did it together. So there were 12 of us. You know, we were trying it
like
out.
Staff included.
It was our staff. It was Glenn, myself, my parents, and actually two patients that I had been really struggling to help. I just couldn't get them to where they wanted and where I wanted them to be health-wise.
Everything that you knew up until that point wasn't working.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we all did the program together. We went on, at the time, was a 9-day cleansing program. And for those people who are like, cleansing, it's not a colon cleanse. And for people that are, you know, have done detox and cleansing programs, I had done a lot of that in my practice and for myself personally. This was different. It's a whole body cellular cleanse, and it's phenomenal. I mean, it really cleanses while it's replenishing, giving our body the nutrition that we need, which is why people have such tremendous transformations in their health and their well-being.
It's kind of funny you bring that up, because like earlier in the last session we just came out of, somebody on stage mentioned something about somebody calling it the Cadillac of cleanses. And I talk to people all the time, because like, usually when you hear cleanse, people think of, oh, like, you mean the colon cleanse? And I'm like, no, dude, like, this is cellular level nutrient dent. Like, you literally have to jack your nutrition up. And actually, this is something else maybe you guys can help clarify, because you've been doing it longer than I have, is I'm not a doctor, but just from my studies, I'm reminded by other professionals that our bodies naturally have the ability to detox. We're supposed to be detoxing on a regular basis. The issue of adding in cleansing nowadays, and or in our what we call nutritional cleansing, is that most people are not healthy enough to maximize our body's natural ability to detox and cleanse and recycle and rest and recover. I mean, how would you talk to that?
Yeah, not only that, and that's totally true, Scott, but the other issue is that we were never supposed to live in such a toxic world.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're overwhelmed with toxins everywhere.
Yeah.
And our bodies, although, yeah, we have this innate detox system set up, it's too much. It's too much of an overload.
It's like we're basically being repetitively bombarded over and over and over again. And what the average person who hasn't started learning what we've learned, they're literally overloaded. I mean, pretty much anywhere in the U.S., obviously, geographically, there's some areas that are more toxic than others. But really, I mean, what do you say, Glenn? I mean, it sounds like it doesn't matter where you are. We all got toxins.
No, and what's really interesting is it's invisible. So in the 70s, we had all this pollution, and that's what people thought of, toxicity. They thought of smog, you know, coming out of factories. A lot of that, while it still exists to some extent, a lot of that is cleared up. And you don't necessarily see fog and smog everywhere. However, we're getting on planes every day that are literally dipped in flame retardant. You know, it's just like they might as well take the entire inside of a plane and dip it in
just
flame retardant.
Just buy a brand new cloth couch.
Exactly.
Right? What's in those fabrics?
Carpeting.
Oh, it's stain resistant.
Yeah.
Right. What about the paint on our walls and the makeup and the skin products?
How many people getting into the real estate industry to make money and they try and flip their own properties? They're in there doing demo. They're painting. They're.
They have
asbestos
in the homes, old homes.
All kinds of stuff. You're
trying to make our lawns pretty. We're spraying. I mean, it's
chemical fertilizers. Don't get me going on that.
Right, and that's just there's so much. Like we can go on and on and on and on.
That's the tip of the iceberg. Right.
Overwhelming.
So it's like back to my earlier point. It's like how much the average person, and let's remove isogenics from the equation. Let's say any nutritional program, if somebody's never got into any form of cleansing or detoxing. Here in the U.S. especially, are you really that capable of hitting proper full depth of detoxification of the body? I get into this because a lot of CrossFitters feel that, oh, we're peak athletes and we're kicking ass and taking names. And I'm like, no, dude, like, you need to rest and recover. You need a detox, if not more than the average person, because you're consuming more water, more contaminants, more food with possible contaminants. So as a peak athlete, I think they should probably be doing even more detoxing. I don't know. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I totally agree. 100%.
Absolutely. And the physiological stress of exercise, although exercise is a good thing, that's putting a lot of stress on our body. And most of us are not capable of adapting to that stress.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jen, so let's have you jump back in here. You have been on a fun journey. So I obviously met you a few years ago. I already knew you were in the fitness space. You recently, in the past year or so, made your own major transformation, getting into, I don't know if it's called physique or whatever the thing is, figure, but how long ago did you do your first detox and cleanse?
Okay, so it was about 5 years ago that I got started with this. And a great friend in the fitness industry who I highly recommended, Sherry Catlin, really was my catalyst. I would see her at a couple of conventions we would both be presenting at, and she'd ask me, hey, you know, do you want to try this? I said, no, I'm good. I eat really clean, and I did. And then it got to the point where eating clean wasn't cutting it anymore. I transitioned from the corporate world when my kids were born into being full-time fitness. Fitness instructor, personal trainer, teaching 20 classes a week, wearing my body out. So I was tired, I was achy, I had no energy. My fuel...
So your recovery was not going well.
There was no recovery. No recovery. I lived off coffee. I think I had an IV into my veins of coffee all day long.
How many people loved... Don't get me wrong, I still drink my coffee.
Oh.
But we're all guilty of that, so...
Yeah, way too much coffee. And I would think that that would keep me going. And, you know, there'd be times and I'd think, oh, what am I eating? Well, I'm eating good, but I was never, I guess, eating enough.
Right.
So I reached out to Sherry, said, I'm ready. Put me on this magic. Whatever you're doing, I want to do because you are senior to me and you look awesome. Did it. Loved it. Shocked my husband when he saw this box come to my house. And he said, what are you doing now? I said, give it 2 weeks. Let's see how I look in 2 weeks. See how I feel. He travels. He goes away. He comes home 2 weeks later and says, wow.
What got in you?
Wow.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. He said, I want some. I said, no, it's mine.
Hold on real quick. What was the wow? Was the wow like him noticing your energy?
He noticed.
Well, I don't want to skip over that.
He noticed what all my members in my classes noticed, that I was melting away. Melting away in a good way. So it was removing fat from my body that was stubborn and just there.
And let's get more clarified on that. You were literally shrinking your fat. You can't actually get rid of the fat.
Right. My fat cells were shrinking.
Inflammation,
but visually,
and the bad stuff stored in those cells. I get a little geeked out on this.
That's fine. No. So visually, my people see me getting smaller and my muscles becoming more defined.
More defined, yeah.
But also what they noticed was, what the hell are you taking for your energy?
Yeah.
Because now I'm off. I gave up coffee. I said, I'm done. For 3 years, I gave up coffee. I had none. How did you get so much energy? I said, I've been eating this stuff. And I showed them. I've been eating this. I've been drinking this.
Yeah.
I feel great. I'm sleeping good. My recovery was good. My aches and pains were dissolving.
Pause on the sleep on that. I don't want to lose your method here, but I love her to chime in on this. I got to remind people when we talk about health, nutrition, because we talk about business a lot on this too, is like, even if you're not on Isagenix, your sleep, your program of sleep, your circadian rhythm is very, very important. Yes, putting in the right nutrient density that all of a sudden your body was finding and my own body was finding after my firefighting years was like, holy crap, wow, this is what happens when you put good stuff in your body, which in turn started giving me more improved sleep. I still had to start making sure that I was hitting a certain quantity and a certain timeliness, right? It's not just how much you're sleeping, but are you going to bed at 2 a.m. and then 10 p.m. the next night? I mean, I know, what do you speak about? Did you guys ever talk about sleep habits as well in conjunction with this?
Yeah, well, you know, Scott, I always go back to basics, right? So if we want to truly be healthy, we have to just take it right back to basics. We need to get, obviously, proper nutrition. Hard to get nowadays, right? The nutrients aren't in our food. We need to exercise. We were born to move our body, right? And everyone's so sedentary now. So that has to be part of the plan. You know, and I can go on about, you know, positive mental attitude and all those other things. But sleep is one of the basics. We have to rest our body so that we can repair and rejuvenate and be ready to take on the next day. And so many of us have sleep problems. We either can't fall asleep, we can't stay asleep, or we're burning the candle at both ends and thinking that our bodies are just going to put up with it. Well, that takes its toll, obviously, and we get older, and all of a sudden, we can't get away with that anymore, and our bodies start to break down.
And clearly, so, that's where Jennifer was at.
Yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, people that are trying to lose weight, but they're not sleeping, that's totally creating an imbalance in cortisol levels and the ability for our body to burn fat, and we start to store fat, and it creates like a metabolic mess.
Well, go back to metabolic mess. You were not, Jennifer, you were already a fitness professional, right? So it's like you were not necessarily out of shape. But there, how do you define out of shape? And what we're hearing from you is you weren't necessarily, which most people, especially here in the U.S., we do have an obesity epidemic, but it's like it's not necessarily because you're overeating. This is a hormonal thing, right? There's two key hormones in our body, leptin and ghrelin, and they're constantly at battle with each other. And if all these things that Ina just talked about and everything you were trying to recalibrate, this is what triggers more stress weight and retention on our body and everything else. And this is what literally you were going through and trying to hit the reset switch on.
Right, right. So, I mean, I was pushing my body to the extremes and teaching classes that would start at 5 in the morning and ending classes ending at 7 at night throughout the entire day, and I didn't get the recovery my body needed. I was going to bed early and getting enough hours of sleep, but those hours were not quality. You know, I was the one home with the kids, and any noise in the house, it was up to me, so I slept very lightly, and the restorative was this. So I would wake up feeling like crap. And then when I started to feel right, I would go to bed at the same time, but now I would sleep through the night and wake up feeling amazed and ready with like a fire lit under me to accomplish anything. I was never a napper, but I would feel before that 2 o'clock slump come where I thought, oh, if only I could, but I would never let myself. If only I could. Now, I don't have that need or desire to do that. It's been really transformative in that stage. And then you mentioned how I recently got into what I call...
Right, fast forward. Right?
Fast forward.
What we're about to talk about here is also not an easy transformation either. Like, even though you've gone through a transformation in the past, this whole body form thing, that's a whole other level of training and performance.
So 2 years ago, I made the decision to enter what I called old lady bikini contests, which is just fitness competitions in the bikini ring. I didn't want to do bodybuilding, didn't want to go that extreme, but I wanted to look good. 50's approaching fast, and I wanted to prove to my people and also prove to myself that I could move the next level. And when you're already fit, it's hard to go that next level. So with the help of my coach, we dialed in the amount of foods I was having, all my macros, what I was having, using Isagenics as part of my system.
Sure.
Changing up my training and actually learning to teach my classes as teaching, not as participative.
Okay.
So for me to lift 5 and 3 pound weights versus 15 to 20 pound weights.
Right.
So it was really learning to do that coaching there.
Well, it's like we're all guilty of that. Even the CrossFit world, like we have to literally coach a group fitness type of group environment. If I'm supposed to be focusing on each and every athlete in that class, I cannot be doing that class with them. Whereas years ago, when I was a spinning instructor, it was different. Like, I'm on the bike in front, and people were feeding off each other's energy. A lot of time they were feeding off me because I was the guy with the giant sweat puddle under the bike because I'm a crazy cyclist. But I had to change that mindset, like you said, become more of a teacher, more of a coach.
It's hard. So when I teach my spin classes, I now fake my spin classes when I need to. There are times when I don't need to fake them as much, but I've got to be present for them. A Zumba class, on the other hand, is really hard to fake because they want to do what you're doing. So if I all of a sudden stop, they stop. And that's not what we're doing. So it was moving there. So, you know, it was hard work moving from the fit person into that person that's kind of unrealistic that you see in the magazines. It's not sustainable at the end. It's a great journey to get to.
Sure.
And then it's fun to get all dolled up and the makeup, the hair, the shoes, the glitz.
Yeah, you girls were still doing the fake tan stuff. Like,
aren't all of
those doing that stuff?
Like, oh, yeah.
They spray you or whatever and all that stuff?
I became shades and shades dark. I looked like I was from some African country. It was with the blonde
hair. You were a blonde Jamaican.
Yeah. So, and it was a fun thing, but that's not sustainable. But what was sustainable about it was I had my nutrition to go back to. So I could just rely on that nutrition, and my energy was up through the whole time. My food prepping was easier during it.
Sure.
And then afterwards, I just could say, all right, I can knock down, and I could add fun back in my life then, too. I could have the glass of wine then when that was over.
Now, and real quick, because when I do have co-hosts on, I do want to make sure that our listeners understand also more about you guys and how to follow you guys, because once you go off, it's like, and we do put all this into the show notes on the website, but have you started developing your own brand since this transformation? Like, is there a place you blog about this or share this content at all, like a website? Yeah.
The best place to find me is on Facebook.
You are
because
all over
that's my easiest one.
That about you. Yes.
And because I have such a common name, it's hard to find me.
Yes.
So the best way to find me is Jennifer Lambert Smith.
Yes. Okay.
And then you'll
see. I'll put that in the show notes so they can be able to go right back to the website.
I keep going back and forth with websites, but it's Facebook's easy and free, and I can reach thousands of people.
We'll link that in there because it's cool. Like, For the listeners here, guys, you want to go back and actually check out her photographs because you can see like where she was years ago and where she is today. And I think most of your photos are public. You're not really hiding.
I'm transparent.
I'm 100% transparent too.
Yep.
I think that's also powerful in brand building, whether you're in fitness or whether you're a chiropractor or now retired chiropractors, is that we just got done discussing this, kind of tying it back to what business is like, is that you want to be developing a brand that is transparent, and you are part of your brand. It's not just a label or a title, but like Glenn, I know when you guys retired yourselves, you still had a brand or a new phase of your brand, right? And now it's behind your names. Or is there a brand you guys created too? I don't know. So.
Well, we did create a brand, Physicians on a Mission.
I like that.
So we're Physicians on a Mission. That's our website,
physicians on a mission.com. All right.
We also wrote a book recently, published last year, called...
I have a new book to add to my library. What do we got? What do we got?
Trusting Your Inner Physician.
Okay.
Is the title. And the subtitle is Practical Prescriptions to Live a Life of Optimal Health, Abundant Wealth, and Total Freedom. And it's really a self-help book based on our journey in achieving success with our health, with our wealth, with our, you know, relationship, all areas of our life. So that's our main brand. And then I separately brand myself. I am the product expert for our company. So
yes.
My separate brand is DrInaNozek.com, yeah. Which...
you are the Dr. Ina that we can send anybody to go and literally get on a conference call with you. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
for any of our listeners that are fellow Isagenics, that's her. She's the one who's referred to on the website. You hop on a conference call. You can actually talk to her and learn from her. So this is so cool. But real quick, on touching on that little brand within the brand, you guys talked about trusting your inner physician. You are not the first person to bring up a statement similar to that. Obviously, that's your phrasing, but I've had ER doctors on. I've had a guy, he's one of my good buddies from across the world. He's an ER doctor. His nickname is Doc Beast. He's a Shakeology guy, but we did our first ever episode at a Starbucks where he's a Shakeology guy and I'm an Isagenics guy, and we're both sitting there doing an episode because this is about the bigger picture, right? We're talking about health and improving people. Yes, he's a competitor, if you want to call it that, and yes, I do believe our system is better. So, but the point is, it doesn't matter. In the end, we're talking about helping people find better, healthier lives. And what you just guys talked about here is, and Glenn, I'd like to hear more behind that, is that trusting your inner physician. Okay, so many of us blindly just say, oh, there's something wrong with us. I'm going to go to my doctor. And what people don't understand, which Doc Beast and other doctors have come on the show have admitted to, is that the average doctor does not know anything about nutrition. The standard MD program, as we see here in the U.S., is that you get maybe an hour, if you're lucky, on nutrition. The doctors on the board of our company here have taught us this too. So why is it so important to trust your inner physician?
It's a great question, and it's one that we really took very seriously for a while. Of course, we had our practice, and we're able to deliver services through that. But what we ended up realizing, especially after we left practice and really started to explore our other entrepreneurial side through this Isagenics vehicle, was that people needed way more. And they needed, one, obviously get their health together. Yeah, we talked about rest a little while ago. All those things are key and important. And then there's also mindset. And so what we built into like this whole book, as well as what we like to, I don't want to say profess, but really what we like to share with people is that they need to tune in. They need to tune in and get clear. When you go to, even if, when you have the necessity to go to a medical doctor, you're much more value to him with true information. Here's what I really notice about myself. And most people don't take the time to even focus. It's kind of like, do me, fix me, entertain me, you know, we live in that kind of world, you know. and I will say, for some people, even doing this program, because it's a change of their lifestyle, it might take a drop of getting used to it. And there may be a drop of discomfort.
And there's going to be a psychological battle. That's something that has taken me years to get better at teaching people as well. And I only minored in that in college. But it's like, that minor has become so much more profound as I've aged and gotten more in touch with this from a business and from a health perspective, is that we are constantly at battle inside our own heads with everything that's happening in our lives. And like you just said, jumping into just a 30-day program is a big psychological shift for many, many people, because especially now if you're a structured person, you may work well because you're giving a program to follow. Other people, some people are afraid of too much structure. You're going to freak out, right?
Right.
It's like, so even when a doctor prescribes you a drug, some people literally cannot read that stupid little pharmaceutical bottle that says, please take two a day. And call me in the morning. But it's like my own girlfriend does not take vitamins. She's terrible at it. She doesn't remember. It's like, I think she has a psychological block. I don't know that. So, and I love her, but I'm like, I have to listen to her inner physician for her sometimes. and give her that stuff. So I've literally given her the sleep spray because to help her improve her sleep. But I got to remember to put it out. Or she'll forget to take it.
Well, you know, you mentioned something that I get excited about that was implemented not too long ago with this particular company, which is something they're calling the Healthy Mind and Body Program,
which
is just an amazing additional. It ends up being not only free, you can actually earn money just for doing it. That's how committed the company
when did we
is.
Launch that? How long ago?
I think it's couple.
It's a couple years.
I think it's
2 years.
And I'll be perfectly transparent. I've not really dug that much into it. That's my opportunity here this weekend to learn more about that, because that could be a program that I could be helping people with that I just skipped right over.
It's actually excellent. It really is.
Yeah.
So imagine a program where, yes, there's a fee to do it, but just for complete, and the fee is because they want you to have some skin in the game.
Exactly.
You know,
let's be real here. This is business 101. Yeah. If you are given something for free, you have no skin in the game. You have no buy-in. You have not flipped that psychological trigger that you're invested in your next steps. So that's why I tell people all the time, like, no, I'm not going to give you free samples. Like, I've gone to CrossFit tournaments and like, oh, well, you're a distributor. You can just hook me up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll give you an e-shot. That's it. Like, if you're serious about your health and improving it, put the stuff in your body. It's a free 30-day trial. What the hell do I care and what do you care? It's free. Just try
absolutely.
It. You know, we talk about this all the time. But people seem to not be able to make that psychological flip. So,
and I think programs like that will help.
About this,
yeah.
So.
And that's what I like about that. That, you know, it gives you daily little simple reminders. It's a simple program. It only takes a few minutes, usually in the morning for most people. And that's it. But it keeps... just enough to keep you a little bit on track, just like your girlfriend with the vitamins. It's like one of those things that would probably remind you if you sat down to do that.
Right.
You're going to end up remembering to do your nutrition. You're going to feel guilty if you don't do a little movement during the day, things like that. And so even things like that eventually make major shifts in your behavior, and that's really key.
And let's be real, if you go dig deeper into the psychology, we discussed this again today. We pretty much discussed it almost every event because we need to be reminded about that very important three-letter word, the why. If we truly have not found that deep down, passionate, make you tear up, just own your, and I swear on my show, own your shit, be passionate about what you're doing, why are you even doing it? We need that why. And I think so many people just are right on the edge. They just haven't gotten there. I mean, I know when you talk to people, like, how do you help get them over that edge? Like, you're right there at the edge. You can see that they're right there for that why. I mean, how do you help them get there?
I think it's really, you know, like we talked about all weekend, it's casting that vision. Because some people, they just stop dreaming. So many people just, they give up, they become resigned and cynical about their life, about their health, about their relationships, about their wealth. Like, just they give up on themselves. And so I think we have to remind people and cast that vision that it's possible for every one of us. You know, I totally believe, Glenn and I totally believe, that it's possible for every single one of us to be healthy, to be successful, but it's up to us, you know, back to taking full responsibility for everything in our life, you know, for getting ourselves healthy and for doing whatever we need to do to be successful in all aspects of our life. So we, you know, I think it's a reminder. Some people just need that reminder.
Well, I think that's part of what team building is all about. Like, I'm a networking guy and I've been in sports, and like, that's the power of teams, right? Like, we're all here as in different components, we're all different parts of a team here, but we are one team. Even as a company, we're one team. We're all here to help each other and help each other grow and help each other succeed. And I think that's an important part here. It's like, are we actually helping each other to that next level and breaking through those barriers? And I think that's what you guys are helping us understand here.
Totally.
Yeah, and I think it's a new paradigm that people need to get around, because we're so not used to it. We're so, you know, it's in so many ways, it's a cynical society. You know, so many people working in a cubicle, and they're probably doing something very necessary and very ultimately important, but maybe personally for them, there's just no growth there. They just, and it's created a ceiling in their own mind for what they can achieve.
And like Ina said, like, their dreams have been crushed.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
They've lost that ability to break through.
Yeah.
And it's like, guess what? We are in charge of our lives, not that corporation, not that job. Not that program you're in school. Like, we are all capable of growing beyond that. And unfortunately, it may take that friend or that relative or that new team member to maybe help all of us remind each other of that.
Absolutely.
And that's something that, like, I know we have a lot of strong Facebook groups for our own team. And, like, we have Team Live Free and all of our other groups. But because each of those groups serve a purpose. Like, my ISA CrossFitter community, that's there to help, you know, CrossFitters and Isagenix users understand how to make them work better together and share best practices and help gym owners how to grow their businesses and help them afford, because don't get me into that, but there's CrossFit gym owners don't, a lot of them don't know how to run a business. They're passionate coaches who want to take their passion to the next level, live that dream, and now they're like, they still have a full-time job because they can't afford to just be 100% invested in that gym. And some have been lucky enough to get there, but it takes a lot of time. And it's just like an Isogenics, like, I still do this part-time because I have my own other side hustles, as I call them. And that's just my passion. And that's my thing. Like, I don't want to just do Isogenics full-time. I'm building a podcast platform and all these other things out there. And that's like his, and I can thank Isogenics as one of my fueling factors, is that this is what it's about, man. Like, this has helped me break through and help me build other dreams and new dreams that I didn't even have back in 2010. I never thought about launching a podcast, for example, but now I have a platform that I can bring people like you guys together, and we can be helping so many other people over the audio digital waves of the wonderful world of the internet. So that's what we're talking about here, man. This stuff gets me all fired up. So, so back real quick, Jen, because I want us to actually have a little bit more fun. This has been fun, by the way, but we want to have some freedom here before we go back in from the break. So I'd like to close out our show with some of our why sharing. So, and I'm going to have a little twist for you. What was your why when you started and you finally broke through? And what does your why become to this day? Because I remind people that our whys will change.
That's a good point. So when I started 5 years ago, my why was purely using the product to benefit me, just me, myself, shed some pounds, melt some fat, feel better, and look better. It was very aesthetic. My why transformed when I found that I could touch and impact other people's lives. And as a group fitness person, I do that every day. I touch people's lives and I want to help them. So now I can go beyond those four walls of my gym. I can help them, and then I can help them help others. So it takes me beyond and allows me to have more freedom with my family. So in that time, my why has changed deeply. My why has changed to, how can I say yes to what my daughter wants to do? She'll say, Mommy, can I go to the mall and go shopping? Mommy, can we? I do more dance classes. Can we do this? Can we do that? My son's going off to college. How are we going to pay for college? We're in that place where we're not going to get the scholarships. We're damned if we do. We're damned if we don't.
Because that's a big nut. That's a big financial nut.
Yep. We make too much, yet we don't make enough. So to be able to provide more for him, to be able to have bought that second home that we have and say, I can contribute to being able to pay part of the mortgage, which I wasn't able to do. To be able to eventually take the stress off my husband from being the sole breadwinner in the house. I'd like to say retire him from what he's doing. He will never retire, but he will change the current position he's in into something else and be able to live his dreams better. That's my why.
That was a hell of a transformation of a why.
Yep.
And real quick, just to help you and help you grow, because Live the Fuel is about giving more than just myself and my platform. How are people following you?
Again, you can find me on Facebook with Jennifer Lambert Smith.
There we go. On Facebook, guys. So make sure you check her out, because I love following her feed as well. So, Glenn, you guys already hinted that your why has changed a lot. But again, in the beginning, do you remember that far back? Can you remember, okay, you know what? That was probably my why then. And what has it become today?
I would say my original why was really focused a lot on time freedom, was really being able to be with the kids and have the ability to shift my schedule, because owning the practice kind of locked me into certain things. And as I took on an associate, that freed up a little bit, but still not to the degree I wanted to. Now it's gone beyond that. Of course, I've created the time freedom, and for the last 10 years, I've been that dad who got to go to the school functions and pick up the kids from school and put them on the bus in the morning. It's been that is worth more than money. But now I think our vision, especially with Physicians on a Mission, is to really take the global concept of health and change the paradigm. Because if I ask any doctor, what would it be like, if I take chiropractic, just to segregate for a second, say, what would it be like for you as a fellow chiropractor? I'll tell some of my friends, I'll say, if you could adjust anybody you wanted, when you wanted, if you wanted, what would the quality of your work be, especially in that mindset of you're doing it out of just love? I said, because people say, don't you adjust anymore? I go, of course I do. Yeah. I just don't do it for money right now.
Exactly.
It's not the source of income.
It's become fun.
It's just enjoyable again, because I don't have to. There's no have to attach to it, which is a big deal. And I love doing it, but there's always that background, the insurance, the staff hassles, things like that, that just go along with that kind of ownership of business. What's been free here is I'm allowed to pass on this vehicle where people don't even realize in this world of franchises and things like that, here for a very minimal amount, you've got a multi-billion dollar company who creates the product, has a team of experts constantly improving and making sure we're on the cutting edge. Another team handling the marketing strategy, another team handling your back office, and then another team delivering products.
Yeah.
So there's no stocking or anything. It's simply going around and just sharing what I think. It's almost like having this conversation.
Exactly.
It's really no different. It's just saying, look, here's what I'm up to now. Maybe it's something you want to get involved with. There's room, you know?
That's cool.
Everybody's invited, you know?
I love it. Ina, your past why, and where's your why become?
So my past why, as I said, you know, I was looking for better ways to help my patients in my nutritional practice. And so, you know, fell in love with the products and moved forward and then decided to, as we said, you know, sell our practice and do this full time. So there's a few whys here. First off, you know, as Jen shared, you know, for me, it's about giving more to my children. We have three children. I want to be able to provide an amazing life for them and travel and do the things that, you know, we want to do together as a family. I want to be able to be extremely generous with people. I love treating people. I love buying gifts for people. I love being charitable, and I want to be able to do that without limits. So, you know, so that's become part of my why. And like Lisa DeMayo said yesterday, and we say this all the time, it's our why not. You know, why not us? Why the other person? And I think everyone needs to feel that way. Why not you? Why not you? Why not you? Every one of
us. It's okay to be a little selfish. It's okay. Because if we're not taking care of ourselves, how are we supposed to take care of other people?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's become morphed into a lot of different things. But certainly, I would say, you know, family first always. And just what we can now do for impacting world health, which is pretty serious right now.
With your new message, I'm loving that, by the way. You clearly are on a mission. I'm loving that.
Yeah.
So again, for the website for the guys, I mean, this will all be in the show notes for the listeners, guys. So if you don't have a pen and paper, but she's going to give it to you again.
Physiciansonamission.com.
There it is.
Yep.
I love it. So again, guys, so that was our whys. I'll share mine real quick. 2010, when I stumbled across Sherry Catlin and up in Massachusetts, I went to a personal trainer event there. But I had just finished my first year as an adventure career. I had left the corporate world and decided to go out west after getting certified up in New York as a wildland firefighter with the federal government. So I decided to go west and go hike in the mountains with chainsaws and fight wildfires for 2 years. And I was considered old, by the way. I was like 31, 32. Everybody's like 18 to 24. So I did that for 2 years. But that first year, I was beat down. I was pretty rugged, man. Like, I finished that, and we got laid off for the rest of the year until they bring you back in the next summer. I went and hiked, backpacked Ireland for like 8 or 9 days because I had the time freedom thanks to that job. Did not have the financial freedom. You don't get paid squat as a federal employee. Anyway, I went up there to go get some CEU credits for spinning instruction. Met her, took a class with her and her husband, Sherry Catlin and her husband, on toxicology of the body. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, I wonder if that's why my body like feels like butt, and it's been 2 months since I fought a fire, and I'm just beat down and I'm exhausted. My workouts haven't been fully returned back up. I'm sure from breathing smoke in the mountains and everything else, I'm sure I was pretty darn toxic. We were eating MREs. Those are jacked full of preservatives. I'm sure that was great on my innards. So anyway, met her. Took me a month to call her back. Took the first program. First 2 weeks, energy shot through the roof. I was like, whoa, there's the energy back. End of the first 30 days, I had dropped 7 inches over my whole body. Now, I was not an overweight guy. I just got done fighting wildfires, man. I thought I was pretty cool. But I was inflamed. I was big looking. And all I did was shrink up and show more definition. I was like, whoa, there's something to this. That was back in 2010. So back then, just like Jennifer, it was for me. I needed to figure out for me as a health nut what was wrong with me. I had no financial interest whatsoever. It took a couple years for me to figure that out. Fast forward to today in 17. I mean, right now, man, I have the freedom to be sitting here and like buying equipment like this. I literally bought this recorder with my Isogenics ISO wallet card. But having some of that extra financial freedom. Like, this is an additional income stream. So this reawakened entrepreneurship in my mind. Even though I grew up in that kind of family, I wanted nothing to do with it. I chased corporate dreams. This company, over those years, reminded me of the value of true time freedom, controlling your mission, your future. That's helped me create my own little marketing consulting business, and I have a podcast, and I still have the Isogenics business, and I have the freedom to take Friday afternoons off and go coach CrossFit classes. So I'm not a millionaire. I'm a crystal director, but I'm not a millionaire. But I have new freedoms that I didn't have before, and I'm slowly building more financial freedom. And I'm also turning 40 this year, and like most people in my classes, actually a guy last night who's in his 50s, he's like, "You're 40?" And I'm like, "Well, not yet." And he's like, "Dude, you're doing pretty good for 40. And I said, "Thank you." But I said, it comes down to what we're doing. We talked about it through this whole show, sleep, what we're putting in our body. So truly for me going forward, my new why is that freedom trifecta, I call it, which is that true time freedom, location freedom, right? Doing what I want, wherever I want, and the financial freedom. So my why has morphed a lot over the past 7 years. So there's all of our whys to our listeners. I do want to bring this show to a close, though, because we have a lot more fun to have here, guys. So for all of you and my new co-hosts, we have a fun way to close out the show, so I'm going to surprise you here. If everybody forgets everything else we said on this show, this is your chance to have the final word of the show. This is about you guys now, and we already talked about how people can follow you. So if you had to sum up, each of you, what is a message that you're putting out to the universe, to the world, maybe through Isogenics, whatever, but if they forget everything else we talked about, what is the final word you would like to leave the show for yourself? And whoever wants to go first. If I know you got a mic, if you're game.
Okay, I'm game. So my final message for today is to take responsibility for every single aspect of your own life. No one's going to do it for you. It's up to us to make it work the way we want, to create the life that we want for ourselves. It's up to us to do that. So we got to take responsibility and just get it done.
I love that. Short and sweet. Take responsibility, guys, and get it done. Glenn.
I would say don't wait. Don't wait, because you'll blink your eye and you'll be 10 years older and wonder why you didn't make the changes you wished you made. And, you know, I see some of that even in myself. And I'm so glad that this is a constant reminder for me to keep moving forward and get myself healthier. Because as we get older, that's what we end up spending so much of our money on. So imagine if you're already healthy and you have a wealth building situation, then you're really in a good shape. Because I've seen so many people who had amazing careers only to be very, really not wealthy in their future because they were ill and had to spend so much just to keep their health in check, you know? So there's so much here, and that like everybody talked about in the beginning, doing it for themselves initially, it makes sense. So I say, don't wait. Do it for yourself initially. When you feel great about something, you can't help but share it. That's what I really believe.
Don't wait. Do it for yourself. Good words right there. And the lovely Jennifer.
There's not much more I can say. I think we've summed up pretty well, but it's all about if you want it, if you desire it, then go after it. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. Don't let someone's negativity or fact that they're saying you can't, use that can't as something you can climb over and beyond and prove to yourself and to the world that anything is possible.
I love that message too. So again, guys, prove to yourself and to the world that anything is possible. So that's another Live the Fuel episode. If you're a newer listener, this is what it's all about. We're here, I'm here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. Please, just thank you guys to all these wonderful new co-hosts. I'm just fired up today. And as we always close out the show, keep living the fired up epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset-related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for pure magnesium, pure vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenix, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenix linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'll be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to The Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.